praise. For what is in stock for every one of us in this session, give the Lord again a big hand of praise. And the Lord appeared again unto Samuel at Shiloh. For the Lord appeared unto Samuel at Shiloh by the word of the Lord. The Lord will appear to you again. Yeah. When God appears, light breaks forth. When God appears, darkness is shattered. When God appears, the path of life is unveiled. Thou will show me the path of life, for in thy presence is fullness of joy. And on your right hand there are pleasures evermore. God will appear to you again. Yeah. And he will open you up to the path of life. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and be seated. I'd like you to be extremely focused and sensitive. Isaiah 51 and verse 1 to 3. Hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, to the hole of the pit when ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, to Sarah that bear thee. For I called him alone. I called him alone. The Lord spoke to me from those scriptures that everyone is absolutely responsible for the outcome of his life. No one to blame. Not even the devil. Everyone is absolutely responsible for the outcome of his life. Let that be behind your mind in this teaching. We'll be examining the subject. Vision is key to commanding dominion. Vision is key to commanding dominion. There's a picture of an army painted in Joel chapter 2. There has never been their kind, neither would there be any like them until the days of many generations. A fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burned. The land before them was the Garden of Eden, and behind them a desolate wilderness. And yea, nothing shall escape them. The mystery behind this unbeatable army, this giant of giants, these heavenly giants on the earth, is in verse 7 and 8. They shall walk everyone in his will, and everyone in his path, and they shall not break their arms. So it's an army of visionaries, people operating in the center of God's plan for their life. They end up as unbeatable army, men of valor, valiant in fight, turning the armies of the aliens into flight. By operating in the center of the center of the plan of God for their lives. Vision is key to commanding dominion. And let's lay a good foundation for it. We understand from scriptures that the Holy Spirit is the custodian of God's plan for his children. I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. So it's the custodian of God's agenda for God's people. That's why you must not just be born again. You must be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Otherwise, you are living your life to chance. When it's come, it will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. Whatsoever I shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Show you things to come. Long before they do. Declaring the end from the beginning. My God. That's the Holy Spirit. John 16 and verse 13 and 14. He shall receive of man and he will show it to you. So he's the one that communicates God's agenda to us. The Holy Spirit. So without the Holy Spirit, you are limited in access. Limited in access. Limited in access to God's plan. You'll be leaving your life to chance. Trial by error. Pillar to post. Not knowing where you're going. If there's nothing more I know that I'm in the center of the center of the center of the will of God for my life. He's my sweetest companion. So he tells me what's in the mind of God part time. He brought me this Monday. Seek for a quiet place. I want to talk to you. He answered my questions in the vision and set my feet on the rock to stand. Don't go anywhere. I can't guarantee your safety. I can't guarantee your accomplishment until you endure with the power from on high. I've taught 2, 3.5 years, Jesus said, but that's not enough. You need him to show you the way to go at all times. Now, let me say this. One of the proofs that you are born again is that you are filled with the Holy Ghost. What shall we do? Repent. And then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So you have not received. That means your repentance will not be certified. You better have a man. It's never late to be right. It's never late to be right. No assumption. It's auto. In the house of Cornelius, as they were hearing the word, they turned their heart to God and they were baptized in the Holy Ghost and they speak with new tongues. So what's your problem? But you don't put new wine in old wineskin. Until you become a new creature, you're not entitled to the gift of the Holy Ghost. You have to become a new creature. In truth and in deed, you have to become a new creature. May I ask that you believe God not to step out of here without being filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I believe the youth ministry will organize to administer baptism of the Holy Ghost to people. Yeah, everybody needs. So many youths are just walking at a skater, following after shadows. Many have never heard the voice of the Spirit once in their life. How can you, if you are not filled with the Holy Ghost? How come? There are two ways God communicates his plan to us. Through heavenly vision. Two major ways, I mean. And then through the word. Now, the Holy Ghost is the revelator of the word. He's the one that says to you, that's you I'm talking about. Glory to God. John 14, 26, when he's come, he will teach you all things. And will bring to your remembrance all things whatever you have heard of me. With the Holy Ghost teaching, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So he's the revelator that helps us to locate the path to follow from the word. The vision of all is in a book. And the revelator of that book is the Holy Ghost. It's the voice behind every heavenly vision. It's the revelator from pages of scripture. So without him, we are limited, utterly limited. We'll be guessing through life. And assumption is the mother of frustration. Assumption is the mother of all frustrations. Some have fled to another country. They arrived, they made a mistake. To come back, there's a problem. Praise God. Amen. Why won't you know that you are making a mistake before you left home? It's possible to know. Also, why vision defines the ultimate? It is also vision that determines the pace at which you go. We are going to read the entire world. It's a global vision, but it's not global for the first day. It is corner, local, and then perhaps city, and then so you just holding yourself into horror without the Holy Ghost moving you step by step to the fullness of God's plan and purpose for your life. Somebody's story is changing. Everybody needs the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in fluent tongues, not syllables. Fluent tongues. Interpretable tongues. You can pray to interpret what you are speaking. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody got filled with the Holy Ghost in a Kaduna church and was speaking pure Bulgarian language. Has never left the shores of Nigeria. Now, a pastor who schooled in Bulgaria, he was hearing clearly
Hallelujah. The
Bulgarian language. That's the Holy Ghost. It's not a joke. We are not cracking jokes here. It's not enough to be born again. You must be filled with the Holy Ghost to walk in the center of God's plan for your life. Otherwise, you'll be guessing and goosing all through life. Not you anymore. It's an auto gift. You don't need any pre-qualification for it. Be born again, and then you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Not that when you mature. No. It's what will mature you. You need the Holy Ghost to enjoy accelerated maturity as he opens to you scriptures upon scriptures to build you up. Now, what makes for dominion in a vision? Now, listen to this. Very important before we define what vision is. Every heavenly vision has the following biblical characteristics. Number one, when God leads, he goes before the led. If it's God leading you into a place, he goes before you there to make the crooked path straight. To break in pieces the bars of iron and cut in sunder the gates of brass. John 10:4-5. He leads his own sheep. He goes before them. He goes before them. Isaiah 45:1-2 or verse 1-3. Thus said the Lord unto Cyrus, my servant, whose right hand I'm holding, I'm the one leading him. I'll go before him and make the crooked path straight. When God leads, he goes before the led. And lift up your gates, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. When God goes before, he blasts the gates, everlasting gates, for you to have a thoroughfare. That's one of the characteristics of heavenly vision that engenders dominion. God goes before you. Number two, he goes with you. He sent them to go to places where himself will come. Luke 10:1. He goes with you. When God leads, he goes before you to make the crooked path straight. When he leads, he goes with you to make things happen as you go. If God be for us, who can be against us? Number three, he walks with you. He sent them to go and they went. The Lord also walking with them. Confirming his word with signs following. When God sent us to invade Africa, our mission is arriving in a particular place, Central African Republic particularly, and then there was a woman that told the husband that God told her that next tomorrow, some two missionaries coming from Nigeria, they should host them in their house. She went, or they went to the airport. Had their mission from Nigeria. The day God told them, the two showed up. They said, God has told us to accommodate you till you get your own accommodation. Awesome God. Don't speak English. He goes before you to make the cruel pass straight. When he said for us to come to Lagos, we came in here. In 2 weeks, we got all the properties in the same place. Church, house for me, house for the staff, everything walking distance to each other. He goes before you, then he goes with you. And so, oppositions bow on their own accord. Because if God be for us, who can be against us? God was their sanctuary. The sea saw them, it fled. God's presence. Number three, he walks with you. So you are not doing what he sent you to go and do alone. I am the Lord that leadeth in the way that thou shouldest go. I am the Lord that teacheth thee to profit. So he goes walking with you to make it work. Now, number four, he walks through you. My God. It's the Lord who is at work in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So even the things they say you are doing, he's the one doing it through you. He's working it in you. He's giving you signals, the step to take. Philippians 2:13. And number five, he works for you. For which we see that called the who also will do it. When you have come to your wit's end, he takes over. Can I hear your amen? He just takes over. It just takes over. So, heavenly vision is what secures a stress-free breakthrough life on earth. Stress-free. Those characteristics empowers believers to command dominion. Those forces enables us to command dominion. Wake up. No more guesswork. You have only one life to live. You don't have a spear. It's better to surrender to Jesus to direct your steps and keep you going in this awesome race that has rendered many, many people frustrated. You'll never be frustrated. Without vision, the people perish. Proverbs 29 and verse 18. Young literary translation puts it this way: without vision is a people made naked. This implies that people are robbed of honor, stripped of honor and dignity. Without vision. Vision is largely a product of an encounter with God, which enables us unveils God's plan and purpose to us as individuals. Paul said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. The word says in Habakkuk chapter 2, I will stand upon my watch. That means I am determined to assess God's plan for my life. I will set me upon the tower. I want to see what he will say to me. And the Lord said, write the vision. So you have to desire and crave access to God's plan. More often than not, to assess it. He can show up at any time like he did to Moses. But in case he doesn't, go for it. Lord, what are you saying? What's your plan for my life? And then he unveils it to us. Write the vision. Make it plain. Pursue after it. Vision can also be defined as seeing the future through the eyes of scriptures. The vision of all is as a book written. Isaiah 29 verse 11 and 12. So God's master plan is contained here. By revelation, we are able to locate ourselves within that master plan. Praise God. So we assess God's plan in two ways, visions and revelations. And these are twofold ministries of the Holy Spirit. We live in a world that is ruled by visions. Visionaries rule the world. People that can assess God's plan for their life, they gain supernatural command over others who cannot. Set yourself to assess His plan, and you'll be glad you did. Why do we need vision? Please take note of this. No one knows tomorrow like the one who designs it. Isaiah 49, 46 verse 9 and 10. He declares the end from the beginning. He designs it. He knows it. No one knows the future like the one who creates it. I had an encounter when I was 23. From Jeremiah 29 verse 11, the word says, in that Revised Standard Version, "For I know the plan that I have for you, says the Lord. The plans for welfare and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." He has a future laid out in His plan. And the Lord said to me, "My son, your future is in my plan, not in your plan. Come on now." So I said to you the same word. Your future is not in your plan, but in God's plan. Stop following after shadows. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. He said, "Trust in the Lord always, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." Why do we need vision? There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12 is also repeated verbatim, chapter 16 verse 25. No one can arrive at a future that he cannot see. Every great future today was seen by the individual yesterday. You have to see it. You have to see before you can get there. Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 and 15. "From the place where thou art, look northwards and southwards, for all the land where thou seest unto you will I give it." You can't see it, you can't see it, you can't get it. Vision is vital in creating the future that God has in stock for us. That's why I say without vision, the people perish. Like without a God-ordained vision is a burden. Life remains an adventure. I mean, endless remains an endless struggle without vision. Living without God, access to God ordained goals is what makes a scapegoat. You just move, they hit you here, you move again. They hit you there, you move again. You go to the village and you watch the goats that come to the open market. You hit them from one corner, he goes to another, they hit him again. They break the two legs, he drags the remaining body back there. Scapegoat does not know where to go and where not to go. That's not you. That's not you. That's not you. Without a vision, one is stripped of honor and dignity. Please remember, your future is in God's plan, not in your plan. Spend time to know his plan. Gather relevant materials to train up on how to identify God's plan. What you don't know, you don't know. What you won't learn, you can't know. And what you don't know, you pay for it. Wake up. Lay hold on books on visions, God's plan and purpose. How to understand the will of God. And you'll be equipped to know when God is speaking and when you are speaking to yourself. A discovery of divine plan is the beginning of one's fulfillment in the race of life. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, wherefore, saying that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. There's a race set before you and me. It's the earlier we discover that race, the better for us. No one shall miss out of that in Jesus' name. Yeah. To miss one's place in destiny is to live like a destitute. You shall not miss your place. This is why many today are in pursuit of shadows, going from pillar to post in quest of significance, fame, possessions, and what have you. It doesn't end anyone well. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 32 and 33. Deuteronomy chapter 5. Verse 32, ye shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God has commanded you. Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live. There are many who are dead while yet they are breathing. And that may be well with you, and that he may prolong your days in the land with the Lord, which ye shall possess. Get to know what God is saying and stay with it, and it shall be well with you. This becomes important because of the mystery of predestination behind our salvation. Salvation is not on merit. It's a validation of election of grace. In Ephesians 1, verse 3 to 6, let's watch and see what God is saying. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. awesome God, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. So behind our salvation is the mystery of predestination. Now, in Romans chapter 8 and verse 29 and 30, we have this also clarified. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And them whom he justified, he also glorified. So there is a predestination mystery behind our salvation. Somebody will now ask, but why do we go about witnessing? To locate those who have been ordained for eternal life. That's what they are doing. Because they cannot be saved until they hear. Amen. How shall they believe on him whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Acts chapter 13 verse 48. And as many as were ordained unto eternal life, believed. They were ordained unto. Ordained unto. Not that they were smart to. They were ordained unto. So we go about by the message of the gospel, locating those who have been ordained unto eternal life. So your salvation and my salvation is purely an election of grace, validating the mystery of predestination. Like we have in the book of Romans, where before they were born, haven't done either good nor evil, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. That's what it is. So you are here because you are predestinated. You are here because you are ordained unto eternal life. The reason you came at all from wherever you came from is that you are ordained for eternal life. And God created a platform to bring you in. Can I hear your amen? Yeah. It's so important. When you step into that, then you gain access to his plan, which you need to seek for if it doesn't come on its own. Can I hear your amen? Please note that a vision is not about what you want to be, what you like to do. It's about assessing God's plan for your life. It has nothing to do with what you like, nothing to do with your passion or giftings. It's simply about a discovery of God's plan and purpose for your life. As we all know, the purpose of every product is determined in the factory, not in the market. You make shoes for the purpose of footwear, not to put on your head as a cap. You make ties, not to use as a shirt. It can't cover you. We are products of God's factory. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Psalm 100 and verse 3. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, curiously and cautiously put together. Psalm 139 and verse 14. So his purpose was established before we arrive here. Before I formed thee in the womb, I knew thee, and I ordained thee, and separated to be a prophet unto the nations. Before I formed thee, he said, that's Old Testament, no? In the New Testament, Paul said, God who separated me from my mother's womb. So there's a separation into your mission from your mother's womb. You may not want to agree. I mean, it doesn't fall to anybody else. You may like preaching, I just jump out. We're preaching and nobody's hearing. We are his products. And we carry his purpose on our life. When that purpose is, discovered, life becomes highly profitable. Highly profitable. Highly profitable.
Don't wander away from your place. It can be most frustrating. As a bird wanders from her nest, so is a man that wanders from his place. Therefore, everyone, we are in his court. Let him abide with God. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 20. And verse 24. Everyone, we are in his court. Let him abide with God. Let him abide with God. Let him abide with God. When you are out of tune with his purpose, life becomes an adventure and frustration. You know what it means? To want to use your shoes as a tie. That will be madness on the street. Everyone will be clearing the way for you because of abuse of purpose. Abuse of purpose. Abuse. He said, are thou called to be a servant? Care not for it. Caution. Caution. Everyone is absolutely responsible for the outcome of his life. Don't follow the vogue, follow the vision. Everybody is doing it, does not make it yours. Find your place in his plan, abide with it. Imagine if I locked myself out of this country. What a cost that would have been to my destiny. The same way the purpose of every product is well defined in the fact God has defined your destiny and my destiny in specific terms, may you never miss out of God's plan for your life. Please know that every vision is about a task to accomplish, a mission to fulfill. It's not about what to have, what to acquire, the fame. It's about a task. Any vision without a well-defined task is a balloon vision. It will never see the light of day. God called Abraham to be a blessing to the world. Yes, I'll make you great, thy name great, and thou shall be a blessing. The purpose and blessing is to make you a blessing. Joseph's vision was to preserve a generation of Israel. God sent me for you to preserve you. By great deliverance. That's what he said. Gideon's vision was to deliver Israel from the assault of the Midianites. Moses was to deliver them from the land of bondage in Egypt. Every vision is with a well-defined mission to accomplish. Peter was called to be a fisher of men, and we saw him fish that multitude on your Pentecost. And it went on and on and on until they filled the whole city with their doctrine. Paul was called to bear his name to the Gentiles and say that was mighty through Peter, the apostle of the Jews. The same is mighty through me to the Gentiles. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 8. Your vision is not complete without your well-defined mission. Let's look at the liberation mandate for an example. The hour has come to liberate the world from all oppression of the devil through the preaching of the word of faith, and I'm sending you to undertake this task. That's the vision. I'm sending you with the word of faith to liberate mankind from all oppressions of the devil. Stop their tears. That's the vision. He's not called you to be an apostle. That's not a vision. It's a well-defined assignment we're talking about. It's in pursuit of that assignment that you become whatever you qualify to become in that pursuit. Word of Faith Bible Institute was put in place to raise the foundation of many ministries and train men and women for exploits. And it's doing it. Covenant University to raise a new generation of leaders, and they are leading. Publishing, the words are put into your mouth, the same coming to writing, and I'll cause the same unction upon the spoken word to rest upon the written word, bringing about the same effect. Mandate, assignment, task to be accomplished. That's what they call a vision. Not, you see, I will buy a car, I will ride, all that's not it. My prayer is that no one will be a victim of delusion anymore. Lord, what is the mission you have apportioned me on earth? Where have you ordained me to function? What contribution am I to make to my generation? That's how to secure a vision. Can I hear your amen? How to assess God's vision for our life. One, be born again. Filled with the Holy Ghost. We've spoken about that before. Crave for access to God's plan for your life. I will stand upon the watch. Habakkuk 2:1. I'll set me upon the watch. I will watch to see what he will say to me. What plan do you have for me, Lord? And he said, write the vision. This is my plan. Crave for it. Call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Be spiritual. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God because foolishness to him, neither can he know them because only spiritual men can assess them. Be spiritual. Be spiritual. Be spiritual. Don't suffocate your life with social media. Don't block your spiritual sensitivity. Be spiritual. Number three, be committed to walking in the Spirit. So if you live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. You know why? God can choose to speak to you at any time and anywhere, in the morning, in the afternoon, deep in the night, anytime, in the bathroom, in the vehicle, anytime. Therefore, be sensitive. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, John said, Revelation chapter 1 verse 10, and I heard. You can't hear what God is saying when you are not in the Spirit. Talking chaff all day long. You can't hear that. Be born again. Be spiritual. Be sensitive in the Spirit. Crave for access to God's plan. Be clothed with meekness, because you can't assess His plan without a meek spirit. You have made up your mind what to do. You are just asking God, tempting Him. The Bible says, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. Your luggage is packed to go somewhere. You say, Lord, just to inform you. That's not a vision. That's leading yourself. The meek will lead God in judgment, and the meek will lead teach His way. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. Psalm 25 verse 9 and 10. And the man was very meek above all the people that were on the face of the earth. So in his meekness, he encountered vision. In his meekness, he followed it like his cider trip. He was on his cider mission to Egypt by reason of meekness. If you cannot be corrected, you cannot be directed. You cannot be directed. I've been openly corrected several times in my life, and I openly embrace it because God never leads amiss. God never leads amiss. I genuinely embrace those corrections and show the people what God said. For instance, we thought our ministry was going to start in, we'll have a takeoff in Kwara, in Plateau State, and we had a service already, commissioning the mission to go. And the Lord said to me, it was not me you had yourself. Openly. And I came back from the mountain, I told them, God told me it was not him I had myself. I refer back to an incident in 1974, that you were playing table tennis at Soso Place in Jos, and you desired in your heart that if you had a choice as to where to live in future, just would be that choice. That was what you had, not me. Lord, I'm sorry. What do I do? Start here. You can't be corrected, you can't be directed. You can't be corrected, you can't be directed. God's direction comes as instructions, as corrections, as rebukes. So open up, and it takes meekness for that to happen. So it's not enough to discover our mission. We must pursue the mission if it must become a reality. Any vision not pursued will never see the light of day. That he may run that readeth it. It takes a run to see any vision fulfilled. It takes a run to see any vision fulfilled. Therefore, we must stay focused on our mission or we miss it. 1 Kings chapter 20 verse 39 and 40. We saw this prophetic parable here. A man was captured in war and kept with another man and said, watch over this man. If he goes, your life will go for him. And he said, as I was busy here and there, he was gone. If your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. Matthew 6:22. As I was busy here and there, trying this and trying that, it was gone. The day you start your business, you're a beginner. So don't start posing as a finisher. You are a beginner. If you don't take the discipline of a beginner, you never see that business agenda delivered. Stay focused. Stay focused. Now, let's close with biblical proofs of a true vision. What are the biblical proofs of a true vision? Number one, every true vision engenders divine peace. Psalm 85 and verse 8. It said, I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak. For the Lord will speak peace unto his people. Peace. And to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. God leads in the path of peace and pleasantness. Every vision comes along with the peace of God. Comes along with the peace of God. Number two, every true vision establishes liberty of spirit. You are not tensed up. Your spirit man is free. You know what Paul said when it was going wrong? He said, I don't know what's awaiting me in Jerusalem, but I go bound to Jerusalem, not knowing what awaits me. No liberty in the spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Wherever the spirit of the Lord is leading, there is what? Liberty. Paul didn't have that liberty, but he went. And you know what he suffered? Liberty of spirit. You are not guessing. You are not reacting to something. You are just there. In Acts chapter 20, verse 22 to 23. And now behold, I go bound in the spirit into Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. My God. I go bound. Yet it was the one who thought, wherever the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. He went bound. Save that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me, await me there. If you see God, the Lord leading, there will be liberty in your spirit. When there is tension, forget it. You're on the wrong path. Number three, supernatural joy. Psalm 89, verse 15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Every sound from heaven comes with joy. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of their countenance. Joy always accompanies every true vision. Joy usually accompanies every true vision. Thou wilt show me the path of life, and as I walk in it, in your presence, there's fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. Joy, 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 joy. Anybody may not be able to define why you are so joyful. You are in the center of God's plan. Can I hear your amen? Yeah. Every true vision also comes along with divine enablement. Divine enablement. Have not I sent thee, go in this thy might. Judges chapter 16. I mean, chapter 6 and verse 14. There is a might that comes along with every true vision. A might to march. A might to march. You know, when you saw those people, that army in Joel chapter 2, they shall run like mighty men. Amen. They shall climb the wall like men of war. They shall march everyone in his ways, and everyone is part, and they shall not break their ranks. They are so mighty that when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. Might. Might always accompanies every true vision. Divine enablement. Number six, every true vision triggers supernatural breakthrough. And you see that from the introduction I gave. You don't struggle to make things happen. All the forces of heaven for your dominion are behind you. It goes before you to make the crooked path straight. It unveils to you the hidden riches of darkness. My God. You start building cities following his vision. Verse 13. Awesome, unusual things happen when you are walking in the center of the will of God. They may not happen, and they don't always happen first day. They keep coming little by little and by little and by little and by little. Before you know it, all your mockers have turned around to begin to envy you. Little by little and by little and by little. You know why he does that? Exodus 23 verse 20. Exodus 23 and verse 20. By little and little I will drive them out before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land. Little by little, by little, by little. He said again in Deuteronomy, lest the beasts of the field multiply against you. Little by little. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 22. For the Lord thy God will put out those nations before thee, by little and little, that thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon thee. Little by little, by little, by little, by little. Lest demons come upon you and then tear you to pieces by pride. So little by little, by little. This was declared a global church at the beginning, but little by little, and by little, and by little, and by little, from 4 to 6, 6 to 10, 10 to 12, 12 to 14, little by little, and by little. If it brought us to where we were now, in the first 3 years, we will be dead, completely dead. The capacity to sustain it is not there. Put a bag of cement on a 3-year-old boy. He doesn't need any demonic attack. He will just slump and die a natural cement weight death. Amen. So little by little. So what do? Begin to develop spiritual capacity that can make God entrust higher weights of glory on your life. Heaven's glory is in weights. The affliction of night cannot be compared with the weight of glory. The weight of glory that will be revealed. And that weight will be according to your spiritual stamina. 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 Somebody will come in here and say, oh my God, with this number of youths, oh my God, if you take an offering of 10 naira, 100 naira each, you know what that will mean? So he won't see that. He has no stamina for it. It will kill him. To kill him. So don't be afraid of God's plan. It's the safest plan. It's the most secure plan. It's the most futuristic plan. Amen. It's a guarantee for a great tomorrow. Go for God's plan. Settle with it. Go for God's plan and settle with it. You follow your plan today, you pay for it tomorrow. But follow his plan, you never lack testimonies. Follow his plan, you never lack testimonies. Follow his plan, you never lack testimonies. Now, he led us to come here. This is one of the most crazy things to do in life. Right in the forest, going nowhere. But God said, this is the place. I've read quite a few volumes on church growth. There is none that will accredit this move. This move was contrary to everything I ever read. Everything I ever read. How can you go and put a hospital in the forest when the same people are in town? But that's what he said. And see what has happened today. Can I hear your amen? When he said this is the place, joy filled my heart, peace filled my soul. I had not one day of a rethink. You can't hear from God and be in doubt that you heard from him. That's why I say you need the Holy Spirit. You can access the voice of the Spirit at every point in time, at every crossroad of your life, and know what to do. Something is breaking forth in your life. Say with me, God has a plan for me. It's my responsibility to locate that plan and pursue that plan for my profiting, for my breakthrough, for my future, for my eternity. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and stand to your feet. Please stand to your feet this morning. Glory to God. Give the Lord another round of applause, everyone. Brand new day for you. Brand new day for you. A brand new day for you. Therefore, I recommend that you befriend this book. It doesn't punish people, it furnishes people. Befriend this book. Be married to this book. Crave for insight to the content of this book. And you'll be glad you did. For thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Let me also recommend, and I learned to have some discount on the Dominion books. So get hold of those materials, understanding vision, understanding divine direction, and then, what is it? In pursuit of vision. They are going to help your spirit come alive to connect with God's plan and purpose of your life from time to time. Nobody will ever outgrow divine direction. Nobody outgrows divine. With the anointing on Paul, he suffered hell. My God, nobody will ever outgrow. So you need to learn how to keep pace with the Spirit of God and walking in the center of God's plan. And then following the path of the eagles. I mean, you had a very powerful teaching in that direction. Now, you are able to pick what God is saying per time. You're moving into them one after the other. The good news is, this convention will position you for dominion forever. Yeah. Lift up your two hands, everybody, and give God thanks. Give Him glory. Give Him praise. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Amen. Somebody claimed that she had a vision for ministry, and for that reason was going to leave the university. So he came over and met us in Oweri, and I gave her the book, what is it? Understanding Vision. On page 20, he just saw himself, saw herself in that book. Came out the following day, and I said, how far have you gone? He said, I found it. I'm going back to school. Many are pursuing after shadows today. The time to talk to this person wasn't there. You were out there for a meeting. This book is small. Go and read it. See whatever you can pick from it. On page 20, he found her stupidity. Went back to school. Can I hear your amen? That's how people go through life. You are seeking an answer. Go to where you can find it. My prayer for you is that no destiny here shall suffer derailment.
Amen.
Everybody's going to China. Are you everybody?
No, sir.
No. You're an individual. Everybody's on his way to Europe. Are you everybody? Everyone is flying out to Canada. Are you everybody? Don't let no devil deceive you. You can't flourish anymore than in the place where you are planted. So locate where you are planted, and you shall begin to flourish like a palm tree. Locate where you are planted, and you will start flourishing like a palm tree. Lift up your two hands. My prayer is that the same God that leads me, which is the same God you serve, begins to lead you in clear terms from today. The same one who has kept my destiny from derailment in spite of several distractions. I pray that every destiny here shall be preserved against all derailment efforts. May you locate your place where you will flourish like a palm tree. May you locate your place where the children of wickedness shall not afflict you anymore. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Now, last warning. You block your ears, even on the road. You can't hear from God like that. You can't hear two things at the same time. People keep feeding you with chaff upon chaff. You can't hear from God like that. He delivered this mission to me on a trip, not on the prayer altar. He delivered Lagos mandate to me in the bathroom, not in the church. He delivered mission to Africa to me, driving from Zaria to Kaduna. You can't block your ears, block your spirit, and expect to hear from God. Caution. 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 No software for dominion. Caution. No software for exploit. Caution. 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 Only focused people end up as first-class citizens of the earth. Caution. 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 When did you buy the last newspaper last? I won't tell you. It's a long time, forever. Long before we came to Canaan. What am I doing with it? Caution. How do you get news? When it concerns me, they will let me know. Amen. Those who make news don't watch news. They keep making the news for others to keep watching. So make your choice. Either to be a newsmaker or a news watcher. Make your choice. Make your choice. You are getting too old. Make your choice. Am I going to live as a newsmaker or will die as a news watcher? Make your choice. Now we have teenage authors rising in the world. Teenage entrepreneurs rising in the world. They are not folks who just block away their life to junks, 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 junks. News that don't add any value to you or show you any way forward. Yet, you won't unplug your ear. It's so bad that writing an exam, people still blocking their ears. He wasn't doing well enough before. He has blocked his mind away. Seriousness is getting missing. It's no longer in the agenda of the generation. You better be different. You better be different. You better be different. You better be different. And in Jesus' name, your life must make a difference. Finally, if you are afraid or ashamed to be different, you never make a difference. If you are afraid or ashamed to be different, you never make a difference. If you are ashamed, or afraid to be different, you never make a difference. We've been in Lagos now for how many years? I don't know any part of Lagos. That's not my mission here. I'm invited somewhere, you have to come and carry me to get there. Amen. I know the way to the airport because I travel all the time. Praise God. And the way out of town, in case I'm going to my village. Anything outside that, you take me there, I can't get there. And I've been here now for decades. Over to you. Thank you.